everybody. First of all, I want to wish you all a good Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh HaGeula. That's a shame. We should have a Geula this month. And we're finishing off the subject of Ohel. And the last 2 weeks we've been discussing Ohel, Ohel Keva, Ohel Arai, the difference between Keva and Arai when it comes to oil. Keva, permanent, does not mean that it's there forever like a building, but rather it's there for some amount of time, which in a tent is considered permanent. And Arai means it's there a day, maximum 2 days, and you have no intention of leaving it. That was our definition of Keva and Arai. We spoke about where you make a roof over your head to protect you, or you're creating space underneath. Now, today we're going to discuss, is there a din of Ohel when it comes to erecting a mechitza in the vertical, a standing mechitza, a wall, a curtain, something like that, and not a roof, which we discussed above. So, to put up a mechitza, whether it's a mechitza of any material or a curtain or something like that, and is something that is firm and stays in place, it could be a curtain that is attached at the top and attached at the bottom and therefore doesn't flap in the wind. That would be if it is done for at least a number of days, which in the din of Ohel we consider as kviyus, as in permanent, then we say that is also, and it's also min haTorah, it's isidoraisa to put up such a mechitza on Shabbos. So again, any vertical mechitza that is put up in a more permanent structure, permanent way, it is solid, it doesn't flap in the wind, and it's there for a couple of days, would be also to put up on Shabbos. Now, what about a mechitzas arai? If it is there only for now, for today's use, maybe tomorrow, but that's about it. It's something you have, you know, it's raining and you need to put something, you don't want the rain to come into your window, but the window broke and therefore you put plastic sheet or something like that. So what do you do with a mechitzas arai? So that essentially is mutter. Now, even though when it came to the oil, the roof style oil, we made a distinction about what it was purpose for, if it was the hogging, if it was to protect you, or it was to use the space underneath, it would be also here. We're going to say that's not relevant. As long as it is lacking in permanence, it's only there for very temporary usage. Therefore, even if it is to keep out the sun, you've got the sun shining through a window onto something that you don't want it to get faded, so you put up a blanket in the window, you put it where the wind is coming in, or you've got a sick person and he wants a bit of privacy, or something like that. Rain is coming in, you may put up a mechitza in order to stop one of these things, as long as it is temporary, it's only for now and not for any longer. And even if you have a curtain that you've attached at the top and at the bottom, which will not flap in the wind, but since it is temporary, you're going to say that it's mutter. Nevertheless, obviously, we're talking about the fact that when you attach it, you attach it in a way that does not use pins or nails or screws or anything like that. You use clips maybe, or washing pegs, or something like that. That would be allowed, but not in a way that would be where you pin a curtain into a frame. That would be awesome. Now, interesting, if you're putting up a curtain, again, summarize, a mechitza in the vertical plane, we're going to make a distinction between permanence and non-permanence. Permanence for this purpose means a couple of days or longer. Non-permanence is for now, maybe even a day or two, but only that. So we're going to say that if it's permanent, it's also midoraisa, and if it is not permanent, then it is mutter. Now, there are times where permanent ones will have a heter. For example, you have a door that has fallen off its hinges, or a window that's come out, and you want to put up a curtain. Obviously, it's not your front door because the curtain's not going to keep out unwanted elements. But you have a doorway in the house that doesn't really make much of a difference. If the door's there, the door's not there. So instead of the door, you put up a curtain and you leave it there with the idea that you want it to stay there. Or, for example, you want to divide your house in two. You've had this idea for ages, and now Shabbos you have guests, and it makes a difference to you, and therefore you want this part of the house to be separated by a physical barrier between one side and the next, and you want to hang up a curtain. So Friday, you already put up the curtain rod, because obviously you can't put up a curtain rod on Shabbos. So Friday, you already put up the curtain rod, and now Friday night, you didn't get around to it on time. Friday night, you want to hang up the curtain and divide the two parts of the house. But you're going to leave it there. You have no intention. It's not just for now. You're going to leave it there. So there are those who say that if it is done in a temporary manner, then it's also considered as a temporary mechitza. Until now, we said temporary was a question of time. Now we're going to say there's such a thing as a temporary manner. What would be a temporary manner? There's such a curtain, you just hang it from the crossbar. You don't attach it at the bottom. What we spoke about before, when you put up a mechitza, so it has to be something that is solid. You take a plank of wood, you take a piece of cardboard or something like that, or you take a curtain and you attach it at the top and you attach it at the bottom. It's not going to flap in the wind. But here, where you only attach it at the top and you do not attach it at the bottom, is that enough to be considered as an arai, as temporary, to allow it in Shabbos? And this is a machlokes. There are those who hold that it's mutter, and others who hold that not only is it also, but it's also midaraisa, like a permanent mechitza. That is when the mechitza is for the sake of doing something like separating two sides of a house, or stopping the sun from coming in, or an example given also is you want to leave your front door open to let the air in, but you don't want the passing traffic to look inside and do what's nearest in the house. So you hang up a curtain which flaps in the wind and it's going to allow the wind through, but it keeps a certain amount of prying eyes away. So those are the cases of a curtain or a mechitza of sorts which divides up an area. But to put up a curtain against the wall, you have an existing wall, you have a mechitza there already, and now you hang up a curtain on the wall. Why would you do that? Because you want the wall to look pretty. People hang up carpets on the wall, they hang up pictures on the wall. You want to hang up a curtain on the wall. So when hanging up, well, that matter, carpet curtain in this particular circumstance really makes no difference. If you hang it, can you hang it up on the wall? And again, this will depend on the previous machlokas. Those who hold that once it's permanent time-wise, even if structurally-wise it is temporary, it's also, we'll say over here that it's also, and those who say that it is mutter because it is not structurally permanent, so therefore this type of thing is not going to consist of a mechitza, it's just adding another layer to an existing wall, and therefore it would be mutter. So again, it would be a machlokes. What about taking such a thing down? So whatever's also to put up is also to take down. Whatever's mutter to put up would be mutter to take down. So all the things that we've said, it's permanent mechitzas are also to take down. Temporary mechitzas are mutter to take down. And what consists temporary and permanent in the last case, the same machlokes we have there will be the same machlokes that we're taking it down. Now there's another concept, and that is called a mechitza hamateris. A mechitza hamateris is more than just a mechitza that one does in order to create a division of spaces or a protection from elements, meaning to keep the sun or the wind out or to divide areas. But mechitza materis is a mechitza which will create a halachic change in status to an area that you're dealing with. For example, you want to get changed in a room where there are svarim. So that is not the correct thing to do, to undress in front of Sifra Kodesh. And therefore, if you put a mechitza in front of the svarim, then you may get changed in front of the svarim. Or any other intimate use that you want to use in a room where there are Sifrei Kodesh, you can put a mechitza in front of the Sifrei Kodesh. There's two ways of doing it. One is you cover the svarim. The other one is if you put a halachic, you divide the room into two by creating a halachic barrier, not a halachic barrier between the two. That is called a mechitza materis. And I'll give you an example. I had a Abbas of Amir many years ago who had a mepeset shirut off his bathroom, something which I don't think is unique to his house. I think that is very common for people. And the doors, the door that led into the bathroom and from the bathroom to the mepeset shirut were opposite each other. And the only thing that was in the pathway between the two doors was the sink. The bath, the toilet was all on the other side of the room. So he had an idea to build a mechitza in the middle of his bathroom And that way, only half of his bottom gets a din of a beis hakisei, and the other half remains a din of a passageway with a sink in the middle. What did he gain? Is it lehalacha, every time you go into a bathroom, you get a ruach tumah on you, and you should be washing your hands every time you come out of a bathroom. Therefore, he wanted to avoid this problem of having to be machmir to wash his hands every time he went to the laundry machine. So what did he do? He put up a mechitza in the middle of his bathroom, divided his bathroom into two. The one side would be the toilet and the bath, and the other side would be just the sink. And if you came into the bathroom and continued into the Mepesa Shirot, he only ended up on the sink side, and therefore doesn't get a din of a Besa Kisa, therefore doesn't need washing hands. He actually went to speak to Rabbi Yashiv about it, because then he had another Shaila. Now that he separated the room into two, so the inner room was considered as the Besa Kisa, and the outer room was just considered as a passageway, if that's the case, the door leading to the bathroom is Zuzah. Till now, we hold that a room that is for a Tashmish Bozum, a room that has such use like a Beis HaKiseh, does not need a mezuzah, but now this door didn't lead into the bathroom anymore. It led into the pre-passageway to the bathroom, and then it would need a mezuzah. And I would actually pass him to him that it would need a mezuzah. And now, how did he make this mechitza? He put up what's called a Tzuras HaPesach. You put up two planks of wood on the side, and one across the top, and that is halachically considered as a wall, even though you don't see anything, you just see the two planks on the side and the one on top, and you can even have them adjacent to the wall and the ceiling, so that it doesn't barely take up any space, but that constitutes a halachic mechitza, and that would divide the room into two, and that was what he did. Now, what's it going to do with us? Is that if a person wants to create such a mechitza on Shabbos, he wants to put up a halachic mechitza, by creating two different spaces. He has a bedroom and he wants to get changed in, but he has svarim in the bedroom. So he puts up a halachic mechitza. As I said, one way would be you just cover the svarim. Another way is you put up a halachic mechitza. So you can put up a tzuras ha-pesach, or you put up a physical mechitza that has the minimum dimensions of 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, and that creates a mechitza. So you can have a roll-in mechitza that you can spread across the room, and as long as it has the minimum dimension, 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so then you've divided your room into two entities, and mamela, there's no problem of undressing in front of svarim anymore, because you are not in the same room as the svarim. That is one example of a mechitza amateris, that you're making a mechitza to create a new halachic space. Or, if you have, for example, a sick person, needs to daven, and there is things in his room, in his hospital room, that are disturbing his davening, whether they be filth or whatever that may be. So you put a mechitza around his bed, so that now his bed is in a clean area and is not included in the rest of the room, which might have things that disturb his davening. So again, you're creating a halachic space. Or another case would be on sukkahs. A sukkah has to have a minimum of 3 walls to be kosher. You have a sukkah with 2 walls, and now you want to create the third wall. So you put up something which has minimum dimensions, doesn't really divide up the space, but you've created a third wall and made your sukkah kosher. In all these cases, we're going to say that a mechitza hamateres is also to put up on Shabbos. The same thing would be if one other example is if you have a area which is public property and now you want to make it into a rishus hayachid, into a private entity so that you can carry in that area. So in order for an area to be private property, it needs to be properly enclosed. So you do something which will give it the halachic status of rishus hayachid, which will make it enclosed, erecting such a mechitza, which would then change the halachic status of this area, would also be considered as a mechitza materis. Now, mechitza materis needs to have, I said, 10 tefachim high minimum, it has to have 4 tefachim wide minimum, and it has to have a certain amount of permanence in that it will not blow away in the wind, which most people understand to mean that if you're using a sheet or curtain or something like that, it has to be tied at the top and at the bottom and doesn't just flap. Now, if you put up a mechitza like this, even if you did it for temporary basis, just for now, just for sleeping through the night, in the morning, you're going to roll it up and put it away, it is still awesome. If it's lacking in the above conditions, meaning, as we said, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, and that it stands up in the wind, what would be the din? Then it would be permissible because it doesn't get the status of a mechitza materis, because it doesn't fill the halachic requirements for a to create a mechitza. Another interesting case would be is if you put up a mechitza, you have a foldable wall or something like that that you spread out, and now you're doing it because you're just doing it. You need it for you're putting it in front of a window or something, there's light coming in or something like that, you put it in front of the window, that will be mutter. And later when you go to bed, you realize that you've also spread it in front of your svarim, and therefore now halachically allows you to undress in the room. So that will be considered as mutter, because when you put it up for the purpose of tznius or something like that, but not for a halachic requirement. And therefore, it will be mutter to put up. But obviously, as you said earlier, any mechitza you put up on Shabbos has to be temporary and not permanent. If you put up such a mechitza already on Friday, great. But now you realize you put in the wrong room. You have two rooms that have svarim and two rooms that you want to use. And you put up in the room that, or you put up, you only want to use one of the two, and you put up in the wrong room and you want to move it. So the fact that it is up and serving a purpose doesn't help that you can move it open. Of course you can't fold it and then reopen it or roll it up and re-spread it. That obviously not. But taking it in its open position, moving place to place, would also be awesome. Now, the same way we had in a mechitza, an oil, we said if there was an existing part of an oil and you're adding onto an existing part of the oil, it would be mutter. So mechitza materis, we're going to have the same thing. That's an interesting little story brought as, now a lot that's brought as a story of the Maharam. Now Maharam would do this, that I think it was while he was in prison, and he was allowed swarim with him, but he only had one room, so he wanted to put a mechitza up at night in case he had to use the facilities at night. So he had a mechitza that he spread out swarim. So what he did was that he left a tefach of this mechitza open already from before Shabbos, and then when he was ready to go to bed, he spread it out. So the same thing we had with the roof, that if you had a tefach, you can add on further, so to over here. If there was already a tefach sticking out from beforehand, so then you can extend it longer. And also when you put it away, remember not to roll up the last, fold up the last tefach. We also, as we said above, that if the roll itself is a tefach wide, that doesn't help. It has to be opened up a tefach beyond the roll, and then you can extend. A mechitza that folds away or rolls up or something like that, but if it's attached to the wall, so then you can put it into place even without having a tefach available from before Shabbos. An interesting example given is, say you have a sukkah on the other side of a doorway, and the door itself forms one of the walls of your sukkah. So behind your door, you've built two walls, and when you open the door becomes the third wall of your sukkah. So here's an interesting case. At night, you close the door and lock it, or whatever, when the sukkah is not in use. So when you need the sukkah, so you unlock the door, you open it, and you position it into place to be the third wall of your sukkah. So you've created a mechitza hamateris. It becomes the wall that makes your sukkah kosher. Since the door is on him, it's part of the building, that is the way it is built to be used, so then there's no problem of doing that on Shabbos. So you can actually have such a thing. You can have a sukkah which only has two walls when the door is closed and three when the door is open, and use your sukkah as such on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, making a mechitza materis arai, to make a temporary mechitza, which is mechitza materis, what we call the halachic mechitza, even though we say it's asur, it's only asur midrabbanon, and therefore, when you ask the goy to do it for you, it becomes a double drabbanon, what we call a shvus to shvus. And a shvus to shvus is still not mutter, but shvus to shvus, we will find heterim when there is a need. So if for whatever reason a person needs to put up a mechitza materis, which allows him for whatever to make a halachic status of a new area, and he's only doing it on a temporary basis, just for now, just for this evening, just for a few hours during the day, whatever it is, and it's a tzorich mitzvah, there's a need for it, as we said, for example, a sukkah, without it he wouldn't have a sukkah, he wouldn't have any other aids or something like that. So then we say that is to get a goy to do it for him will be mutter for makam. Again, if it's a even though it's a mechitza hamateres, but it is not permanent, it's drabonon. Telling a goy we're making a double drabonon, so for mokam mitzvah, if there was necessity, makayim a mitzvah, then it would be permissible to tell a goy to do it for him. Now, a mechitza that is for tznius, but does not create a halachic entity, is mutter to put up, as we have said at the beginning, as long as it is temporary and not permanent. Therefore, if you're having a Sheva Brachas, you're having a drosha, you're having whatever it is, and there is a need, request, or want to put up a mechitza between the men and the woman, so then putting up such a mechitza does not create a halachic status of separating men and women. This is not a necessity that they have to be in two halachic entities. Women and men don't cause a problem that men can't have because there's women in physically in the room, but rather it's a question of them being distracted of the woman being there. And therefore, the requirements of a mechitza are not a requirement that we create a new space, a halachic new space for the ladies to be in, but rather the ladies should not be seen by the men. And that's why, and therefore, there's a discussion as to how high a mechitza should be. So there were those, I should say, we wanted to say, well, if the woman are in a different room, you don't need mechitza. And Rav Moshe writes quite clearly, Moshe Feinstein writes quite clearly that is not good enough. So placing, if you have a ball, if you place a 10 tefachim mechitza between the men and the woman, he says that does not suffice for tefillah purposes, even though halachically they are in different spaces because you put up a wall that is at least 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. But that's not what the requirements of mechitza for tefillah. It has to be higher than that. How high it should be, that we will discuss with our rabbi, because there's already a big machlokes of how high it needs to be. But that is the essence of how it's discussed. Therefore, if a person puts up such, or for example, if you have a mechitza where you have a crisscross or something which you can see through, and then you throw a curtain over it in order to just make more opaque. Or, for that matter, you had a curtain over it and now you want to open the curtain, you'll do it in posterior, things like that. So is there a problem? We say, whatever you can't put up, you can't take down. Whatever you can put up, you can take down. So the same way you can make, whether you can make it, also make it down. So the halacha is that if it's just put up for tznius, to separate the men and the woman, like going down at the Sheva Brachas, posterior, whatever the case may be, it's not to create a halachic new space, then it is mutter to put such mechitza up or take such mechitza down, therefore to open the curtains, to take the curtain off, to close them again, to put them back again, will all be mutter, but obviously if it is done in a temporary manner, and not if it's in a permanent. Now interesting, same way we said you can't take down, you can't put up a mechitza materis, so we said above that if I put up a mechitza for a non-halachic reason, and later it serves the halachic reason, there was no issue in putting up such a mechitza. So if I put up a mechitza because the sun is shining, and later I discover that this mechitza, or even if I know at the time that I'm doing that, it's going to help me for later, but this is not my intention that when I do it, but later it's going to help me, that divides my room into two for a halachic reason, the sense at the time that I did it for what is considered mutter, so b'meila I may put up such a mechitza because my reasoning was for something which was mutter to do, even though later I'm going to gain the weight. So too, when it comes to taking it down, if you put that mechitza in front of the svarim, and now it's still, when you wake up in the morning, you don't need the mechitza anymore, but the mice, you had the mechitza there to be a mechitza materis. But if it turns out that there's no point in the mechitza anymore, or now it's serving a different purpose, it's serving to stop the sun coming in from that side of the room, so now it's no longer mechitza materis, but rather just a regular mechitza that we've spoken about, so then so too, you'd be able to take it down, and if you know me, leave it up, because it's no longer a mechitza materis, even though it was, but since that status is gone, so since it's no longer mechitza materis, it then doesn't have restriction of taking it down. That brings us to the end of the sugya of Oihel for Shabbos, and that also brings us to the end of the winter's month, and therefore I want to take the opportunity to thank everybody for participating, for listening, and giving me the opportunity to share. Wishing everybody a wonderful month, a wonderful week, kosher and Pesach, Pesach Shavuot of Simcha, of Geula, and in Metz Hashem, even if Moshiach comes, we can still give a Shia. So in Metz Hashem, after Pesach, continue and go on to the next subject, and notice. gonna restart the share after.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Welcome.